What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, old friend of the show is the UABs back on the show. Now it's my man, Coach Rob Eshon, with me on the Boss Man Show. The UIC Flames now out of the Valley. What's up, Rob? Good to see you again, brother. How you doing?
Doing good, man. We hopefully this is the last time in a different color scheme, right? In a different polo that I see you, man. I'm excited to be here, man. Appreciate you.
No doubt, man. Let me ask you, man. How's it been coming back to UIC, man? Got hired on April the 1st, man, and kind of meeting your players there before the semester ended. So how's that been, trying to build this roster out, build a staff out? Kind of, if we only here almost July, man, 3 months obviously been there, man. So how's it been for you, brother?
It's been good. I tell people, man, it's been chaos, but in a good way, man. You got to embrace it. You know, being a college coach in 2024, man, you got to be able to adapt, embrace the chaos. It's been all good stuff, though. I think really, you know, as you said, man, really lucky, blessed to have the opportunity to be the head coach at a place like UIC, ton of potential in a great basketball league, the Missouri Valley, in one of the greatest cities in the world, in Chicago. You know, was able to retain a few key players from last year's team, and Carlos Harris, a freshman that the previous staff did a really good job recruiting and signed. And then, yeah, we had to get essentially 10 new scholarship players, a couple freshmen, transfers, a little bit of everything, put together a great staff, worked incredibly hard to do it. And now we're just getting into summer practice. But when you take over a job, you notice, you know, being in Atlanta, talking about the draft and being a GM, when you take over a college job in 2024, you a GM for the first 2 months.
No doubt.
You're a GM instead of a coach. So I'm just getting now into some of the coaching stuff, actually. But hopefully, we're going to find out how good of a GM I am. But no, we put together an exciting, a great group of kids we're fired up about here.
Now, Rob, you know, I call today's recruiting speed dating. You got to vet these kids so fast, man. You got to get them on campus. Hey, look, bro, if you don't want it, I got somebody else who wants it. Oh, who wants it as well? So tell me about the aspect of it since you're the head coach, how it's changed for us. We're doing speed dating out of the portal now to figure out and vet young men and make sure they're about the right things really fast. We used to do it for a whole year, man. And now it's just like, hey, it's a few weeks in the portal. We got to make up our minds up and go from there.
You know what's crazy? I was a head coach not that long ago, but I was never a head coach when you had the 1 year transfer. So my last year, you still had to sit out, which seems like that's like years, right? That seems like decades ago. But yeah, I think, look, there's no right answers, man, to how you navigate it. As you mentioned, some of the kids, you know, you never really get to see in person. I mean, shoot, all these kids, for the most part, you don't really get a chance to see in person. You're going off relationships. You're going off film. You're going off, you know, what people, you know, friends in the business, what other coaches are saying. And, you know, I tell our guys all the time, like, you're building a reputation at every place you are. You know, obviously statistics, video and all that stuff, but who you are as a player, as a person, how you work, like, you're building a reputation for yourself at all. Once you step in the door at a college place. And we try to be intentional about high character kids who really, you know, work hard and all that stuff. And I think we did a really good job of that, which is most important.
And Rob, for you, man, with starting workouts, I know you're big on development, but usually you would do development a lot. So now with this being first year, all these new guys on the roster, is it going to be more team stuff than usual this summer, along with the development piece? Because I know you want to get things in before the fall and August starts, man. November the 4th, you got to tip it off real quick. And thank God I was worried about that match today, Rob. October 15th when me and you played. about that date no more.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what? We're doing a lot of 5-on-5 playing team concepts. I mean, you just have to, right? You kind of said it. We are still trying to mix in a little bit of player development, but like anything, man, it's changed just so much. And when you get a new coach and, you know, listen, a couple years ago, you know, 5 years ago, if you would have said, all right, new coach has 11 new guys, you'd have said, what? That's not even possible. But 11 new guys is what it is. You know, 11 new players, UIC, getting them adjusted to academics, the housing, the apartments, the dorms, all that stuff has been a part of the transition. But definitely, you know, we've been starting to do more right off the bat, 5-on-5, trying to play a lot, trying to figure out what guys' strengths are, how we want to play. Look, and as a coach, you got, as I said, this, you got to be adaptable. I said this in my interview, you know, I have an idea of how I would like to play. But if LeBron James tries to play like Kyrie Irving, he ain't going to be LeBron James. So you got to figure out, you got to really figure out who your guys are quickly in the summer, what their strengths, what their weaknesses are as a coach, and be able to adapt and tinker to put your system, you know, your system into fit who you got.
Rob, that goes back to what we used to be on scouts, KYP. Know your people, know your personnel, however you want to say it, but KYP goes back to that, even that in coaching, like, hey, I got to know my people, so I got to adapt my system or whatever I run to my people, or be flexible off my system to fit my people.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of coaches have a system and they ideally want to recruit to that system. But nowadays there's so much turnover. It's free agency every year. It's not like you can watch a kid for a couple months and say, okay, he fits what we do. You know what I mean? So I think that's the hardest part. And coaches nowadays and today, and again, that are not flexible and not adaptable, I mean, it could be a challenge.
No doubt. It also means you got to have players with high IQs.
Yeah.
Who can adapt to multiple styles of basketball. You know, people ask me all the time about my thoughts on schemes. Like, I want to be multiple. I want to be able to do multiple things based on who I'm playing that night so I can take them out. So kind of going back to the way the pitchers in football used to be, which is a different game plan. So they but during the training periods, they put in all different defenses and stuff to stop whatever that you're doing. So I want to play 1-4 drop, or you know what I'm saying? Or play red 15 switch. And I want to be able to do multiple things to you and hurt you and throw you off when you least expect it. You know what I'm saying? That's just me personally, Rob.
No, even in it, you know, it's funny, even in the NBA, right? You gotta be adaptable, right? And the days of like you just said, the days of we're just gonna do this, or you know what I mean? I mean, the players, the coaches, they're too good, they're too talented. You gotta be able to move on the go a little bit.
Nah, my thing, Rob, is this, I know you feel the same way. I just wanna make sure you're taking a tough shot. If you make it, more power to you. That's what makes you mad. That's what makes you tough on you. That you had to work to get that basket, wherever it was. As long as we did play it the right way, if you're making the basket, I'm cool with it. As long as we did play the right way.
Yeah. Be about the process, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, you said a word there too, Rob, because I feel like sometimes too, Rob, in our business, man, people get caught up in records, but not the process. I feel like if you trust the process, what's going on, the record take care of itself. If you had to build something from scratch, you know, the record may not be what you want it to be, but if the process is going in the right direction, man, let somebody see you through. That's why I feel like we got right in our business, man. It's like, let people see you through before you just ask them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, we like our first team meeting, you know, we put up our summer goals, and my number one goal was just to my number one goal for the team was we're going to establish how we treat people, how we handle our business on a day to day, you know, how we approach with the weight room, and you know what I mean, and how we, you know, and how we treat each other. I did think, I don't know if you watched, I thought JJ Redick like had a great saying yesterday in his press conference for the Lakers, and they asked him what culture was, and he was like, culture is essentially how the individuals in a group, how they're going to treat each other, how they're going to interact with each other, and what they prioritize. I thought that was like spot on. I thought that was spot on. Like, and I think that's for us. That's what I wrote day one. Like, how are we going to interact as a group, individually treat each other, and what we're going to prioritize? Like, that's the basis of it now, you know, as we start building, as you said here.
Man, Rob, my thing's always been about, does it help us win? That's always been my mindset. Anything we do, whether it be in the weight room, on the track, whatever, on the court, is it helping us win? Are we going towards winning? Are we about to retaliate to get the job done when it counts? So, like you said, man, Redick got an idea to win. I like his ideas and things like I'm thinking, man. I feel like we got to do stuff to win. It can't be about me. It got to be about we. So, we got to do that to win games. Everybody can't score 20 points a game. You might got to be a corner shooter. You might got to be in a dunker spot, something. You just have to know your role and play it the right way so we can help us get what we want to and reach our ultimate goal, which is winning championships around here.
No doubt. Yes, sir. I love it.
No doubt. Rob, man, the Valley, man, one of the toughest conferences in mid-major in America, man. And you're going into that conference, man, a lot of great coaches in that conference, man. So talk about, as you kind of, between the chaos, kind of look at the film of the league, see what you got to go up against, man. How's it been as you kind of scout what you got coming up here this season, man?
Well, I think this, you know, and I was very vocal about this when I got the job. The timing, I think, is perfect for UIC, for myself. There was a lot of coaching changes in the league. Some incredibly good coaches. You know, Coach DeVries, Coach Schertz moved on to different jobs. There were some coaching changes as well. So you had a lot of turnover, couple crazy stats, 90 transfers in the Missouri Valley. Think about that. 12 teams. That was number one, I think, in the country. You know, and then on the all conference teams, one returning player on the all conference of the three all conference teams, one guy's back. Think the point guard from Bradley. So, you know, I was selling this in recruiting too, like to our recruits. This is a reputable league, obviously. It was the 10th best league in the country. There's been pros. There's been championships. Obviously, when Loyola was in the league, you know, years ago, they went to the Final Four. So there's all this tradition here. And this is a highly, highly respected league. The opportunity right now for our players, for our program to compete at the top of the league, I just think it's an amazing time. Is it going to be easy? Absolutely not. You know, but we, and UIC hasn't had that kind of success, you know, in terms of wins and losses here over the last few years. And just went to the Valley, obviously, 2 years ago. But it is a great time right now. We've done a great job, I think, as a staff building a team that we think is going to be able to compete at a high level, you know, higher than they have before in the league. And I think great coaches, as you said, great scouting, traditionally a highly skilled, tough league. Where we are and how we're recruiting, I think we're going to bring a little bit of athleticism, maybe a little bit of swag to the league in a little bit of different way. But we're excited about the opportunity.
No doubt. I love that swag piece. I love that swag piece. Y'all swear down there with the LA hat, the shades and everything. Y'all swear that already, Rob. I see you, though, brother. I see you, man. Now, Rob, man, I'm pretty sure, man, your phone been blowing up about scheduling games. They think they might not be good this year. So how is scheduling, man, go to all those guys calling your phone like crazy trying to get you on a schedule, man?
You know what? I will say it's actually not as easy as you think, because I think, you know, we've done some good things in recruiting and some of the schedule was set. I mean, we're playing Yale at home. We're going to play at Northwestern and a handful. We're going to the Battle of the Boardwalk down in Florida. It's a good tournament. We're playing Seattle, Arkansas, Little Rock. I mean, so we're playing Dartmouth. I mean, we're actually playing a pretty hard schedule, to be honest, right out of the gate. And yeah, but it's going to be good for us. I mean, it's going to challenge us to get us ready for the Valley.
No doubt, man. It's going to be a tough, tough thing, man. And for you, Rob, like, man, this summer, man, for you and your guys, man, what did you try to do with your team, man, to kind of build that bond, build that chemistry? Because I know it's very important on a team, man. You got all these new guys together. So what y'all going to do around the great city of Chicago for is building that bond with each other, all you can do around there together?
Okay, so – you know, I told you what my number one goal was. My number two, I wrote on this, you know, the board for the guys. And number two for the summer is build connection with everyone. Coaches, players, you got new. I mean, everybody's new. And we're going pickleball tomorrow, man. You want to fly up here, man, to play pickleball with us?
I got the draft tomorrow.
We're going to play pickleball right before the draft. Then we're going to go watch. Then we're going to go watch Atlanta, see who they pick number one. The city of Chicago, I've spent a handful of time here recruiting, but now that I've been here, man, it's an amazing place. So, you know, every week we try to do something as a team. We're going, I think next week, we're going on the riverboat, going down the river, man. We went out, you know, we've been out a few meals. We're going to pickleball. But I think just trying to spend some time away from the court this summer, as much as allowed and as much as we can, is a huge key to building connection, which we're trying to do. We got to take advantage of this place. One of the best cities in the world. Summertime shy, man. It's real out here. So we're excited. Just excited to explore the city.
I got two more for you, Rob. Man, for you, how'd you kind of grow and some evaluate yourself from UAB to now? I know we're not a head coach, we're not as a head host like I was on a radio show, man. So you want to evaluate yourself. So how'd you try to evaluate yourself and get better over these past few years? Now it's prepared you for this opportunity at UIC to be even better than you was at UAB.
Yeah, you know, I did a lot of podcasts and speaking and stuff in my year off of coaching after UIB, which was COVID, which was, you know, I tell this to many people and coaches, like probably the most transformational year of my life. Had an opportunity to, you know, spend some time with my family first and foremost, but really reflect, joined a few like leadership circles, started a GA Leadership Academy that was super successful. Man, it really had a chance to really kind of get out, you know, thoughts in my head of what went right, what went wrong. And look, we won a lot of games, winning record every year, 20 wins for the last 3 years, essentially. So there was a lot of positives. But I think, I used to tell people, if everyone could get fired from their job, get paid for a year and then come back, man, everybody would be better. But, you know, my perspective, I'm just older. My perspective is different. I know myself better. There's that experience of what we went through at UAB, the goods, the bads, man. It was invaluable to being successful. And I've said this to many people, you know, in the NFL, and in NBA, a lot of times when people lose their jobs, I mean, a lot of times some of the best stories are guys the second time around, and it's naturally because I think they grow. You talk about Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, two coaches that got let go early in their career. So, you know, I think my perspective is different. I'm older. I know myself better. I think I was all over the place when I was younger, man. I was 32 years old, 33 years old as a head coach. And I was trying to be Brad Stevens and be Pat Riley and be, you know, all these different coaches. And at the end of the day, it takes you a few years to kind of figure out who you are as a leader and as a coach. And I think, yeah, my perspective is different. And I'm excited for this. I'm lucky, honestly, excited that I got another opportunity in college at a school like UIC.
That's one for you, man. This is going to be the best one of all. What's been your favorite food spots for you and the staff, man, as you've been in this chaotic world trying to build this thing out, man? What's been the food spots you and the staff have been hitting up, bro?
Well, you know, you're like living together, right, for the first 6 weeks when you take a job. So, trust me, we were on it. I'm going to tell you what, I am not a foodie.
Man, now, come on, bro. You got to be a foodie. You was in Birmingham, all that good food.
I know. Up, man. So I'm not a foodie, but since I've been here, man, this place has amazing food, ridiculous. And there's this place I've been, Green Street Meats, and in the West Loop in Fulton Market District, which is right 5 minutes from campus. It's one of the most, you know, hottest areas in Chicago right now. Restaurants and bars and just a great vibe. I mean, it's every night it's packed down there. And this place, Green Street Meats, man, I'm telling you, this is the best brisket I've ever had. And I lived in Birmingham for 9 years, but this barbecue ribs is like off the charts. And we've gone there 4, 5, 6 times. I mean, it's amazing. So yeah, I gotta give a shout out to them.
No doubt. Well, folks, he's back on the show, man. He's back in the saddle, man. My man, Rob Eshon on the Boss Man Show. Rob, I'm happy for you, brother. I'll see you real soon, man. Hope to see you doing a live period as well. I'll be in Atlanta in the live period at Lake Point. I'll be around, brother. Hope I see you on the road, man.
All right, man. Appreciate you. And good luck to the Hawks with the number one pick, man. We'll see what happens.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, my brother.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. When the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 1055theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.